Here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. I'm your host, Shiraz Agha, and thank you for joining us here today. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a beautiful tradition which has been narrated regarding one of the etiquettes of prayer and dua. This tradition is one of those sacred traditions, or ahadith-e qudsi, one of those sacred traditions which God Almighty has narrated and has in which God Almighty has spoken in the first person. This tradition has been narrated in the famous book of traditions, Bihar al-Anwar. It has been narrated in the Bihar al-Anwar that God Almighty revealed to the Prophet Moses, alayhi salam, the following: O Moses, ask me for every single thing that you need. This is a very interesting etiquette of prayer. A lot of times when we pray, we only pray for the things that we feel are very significant or important and that we don't have. For example, let's say that you lost your job, God forbid, you're having a problem finding a job. You might pray to Allah, "Oh Allah, help me find a job." Let's say that you got married and, you know, you want to have a child. You pray to Allah, "Oh Allah, please give me a child." Very significant and important things that are important for you, at least, you ask God for. However, when we look at the etiquettes of prayers, which have been narrated in the traditions, we see that one of the etiquettes of prayers is that a person should pray for everything. He should pray for every single thing that he needs. Perhaps the reason for this is that in reality, all these things are significant and great in the eyes of Allah, and all of them are important. Even the smallest of things that we feel are insignificant are in reality very important when we look at the big picture and look at the universe as a whole. So in this tradition, keeping this in mind, God Almighty says to Moses, "O Moses, ask me for every single thing that you need, even the grass for your sheep to graze," right? "Even the grass for your sheep to graze in," right? "And the salt for your dough," something so insignificant or minuscule in our eyes as salt is important. For us, in reality, it's something very important. If we just stop to think about what if there was no salt in this world, what would happen? If you think about that, you would realize the significance of it. So God Almighty says to ask me for all of these small and seemingly insignificant things. Right? It doesn't mean that, when we want to ask God for these small little blessings, we should open the Mafatih al-Jinan and recite one long dua. But, it could be something so small as, raising our hands and asking Allah, "Oh Allah, please, today give me salt for my bread, or salt for my food." These small little things. If we think about it, we can understand the wisdom behind this. If we only ask Allah and God for, those big things, we wouldn't be praying all the time. But if we constantly ask God, even for these small things, we would constantly keep a connection with Him, and we wouldn't fall into that state of obliviousness. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day, here at IRIB English Radio. Until next time, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio.
Oh Lord, here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure. Oh Lord, here I am,
This humble servant will be diverted from you.